When I get the chance, when I'm near the River Thames and the tide is out, I walk along the foreshore between Waterloo Bridge, built by women in the 1930s and 40s, designed by Giles Gilbert Scott, and beyond the Millennium Footbridge. The easiest parts to walk along are sandy, the most difficult a collection of rubble, including rocks, shells, and glass. Occasionally a massive anchor with a cable attached to an invisible unknown in the river. Also a couple of buoys, clearly to mark the shallower water near Blackfriars for boats when the tide is in. Bricks in the riverbed come from as far away as Glenboig in Scotland, but some are from London. Broken pieces of worn red clay, according to one source, originate from medieval roof tiles made from London clay. The part I am most familiar with is about 1 mile of the 215 which make up the full length of the Thames. The difference between the London Thames flood tide and the ebb tide is 7 meters. Near Blackfriars Bridge, the river is 11 meters deep at flood tide and 4 meters deep at ebb tide. During Roman times, this is the point where the tide turned. Now that point is quite far up the river at Teddington. It takes between 6 and 9 hours for the tide to flow out, and 4 to 5 hours to flow in twice a day. I like to walk along the rubble, under bridges and piers, listening to the sound of the waves beating against the shoreline. It's rare to see anyone else there except in summertime. It's a great feeling to be down in the riverbed and to be actually looking up at all some of the great significant places in London, to look up at St. Paul's and up at the different bridges, and to get a totally different perspective on the city. And it's such a great feeling of history also to be down there walking along in a sort of, it's very, although the riverbed is full of unnatural stuff, it's also full of natural rock, and it's a feeling of being in nature somehow, you know, close to the power of the river in the midst of this very harsh urban environment.